This is STM Insights, in-depth insights impacting the accounting industry. STM Ayer is an accounting and advisory firm located in the San Francisco Bay Area. Find out more about us at stmayer.com. This episode discusses the negative stigma of restatements and managing the process and communicating them to your stakeholders in an effective and reassuring manner. Every year, research firm Audit Analytics publishes a study about financial restatement trends. In 2018, the number of public companies that amended their annual reports increased by 18%. Many of these amendments were due to minor technical issues, however. Of the 400 public companies that amended their returns in 2018, only 30 amended 10Ks, or 8%, were due to financial restatements. But this was up from 13 amended 10Ks, or 4%, in 2017. Anytime a company restates its financial results, it raises a red flag and prompts stakeholders to dig deeper. The Financial Accounting Standards Board defines a restatement as a revision of previously issued financial statement to correct an error. Whether they're publicly traded or privately held, businesses may reissue their financial statements for several mundane reasons. Management might have misinterpreted the accounting standards, requiring the company's external accountant to adjust the numbers, or they may simply have made minor mistakes and need to correct them. Leading causes for restatements include recognition errors, for example, when accounting for leases or reporting compensation expense from backdated stock options. Income statement and balance sheet misclassifications, for example, a company may need to shift cash flows between investing, financing, and operating on the statement of cash flows. Mistakes reporting equity transactions, such as improper accounting for business combinations and convertible securities. Valuation errors related to common stock issuances. Preferred stock errors. And the complex rules related to acquisitions, investments, revenue recognition, and tax accounting. Often, restatements happen when the company's financial statements are subjected to a higher level of scrutiny. For example, restatements may occur when a private company converts from compiled financial statements to audited financial statements or decides to file for an initial public offering. They also may be needed when the owner brings in additional internal or external accounting expertise, such as a new controller or audit firm. Audit Analytics reports that material restatements often go hand in hand with material weakness in internal controls over financial reporting. In rare cases, a financial restatement also can be a sign of incompetence or even fraud. Such restatements may signal problems that require corrective actions. The restatement process can be time-consuming and costly. Regular communication with interested parties, including lenders and shareholders, can help businesses overcome the negative stigma associated with restatements. Management also needs to reassure employees, customers, and suppliers that the company is in sound financial shape to ensure their continued support. Your in-house accounting team is currently dealing with an unprecedented number of financial reporting changes, which may at least partially explain the recent increase in financial restatements. We can help accounting personnel understand the evolving accounting and tax rules to minimize the risk of restatement, as well as help them effectively manage the restatement process. Contact us for more information at stmayer.com.